All right, so now you mentioned where the community wants to be. Well, the community wants to be, obviously, at events because there's an awesome fan base out there. And maybe we're turning the corner in all of this. So spring practice for football begins on Monday, and there'll be pro day eventually on the 25th. So are there discussions about what to do in April with Penn State football? And, of course, what's the long-term view right now and the guidance you're getting on the possibility of what to do in the fall?
Yeah, so there are two different aspects of that of this that we have to look at. And one is the near term. As much, Steve, as we would love to have community members, our fans from all over the state and all over the region, back in State College, I do think, we have to take a little bit of the long view in terms of really making sure that we do everything we can to protect our community, to protect our students, our staff, our coaches, and make sure that the trajectory of where this virus is going, that we keep it going in the right direction. So we continue to monitor that as it relates to the spring. But I'll be honest, what we're really focused on, and part of that is decisions that we'll make now about projecting the trajectory. But what we're really focused on is the fall and whatever it takes for us to get to the fall as it relates to mask wearing and social distancing and hygiene, and obviously vaccines going to play a role. And it's what we want to make sure is that we're in position this next fall, as we approach the fall, as we approach the football season and the volleyball season and the soccer seasons and field hockey and cross country and on to the winter, and that we're in position to have as many Penn Staters who want to be in Beaver Stadium, who want to be at our field hockey complex, who want to be at Jeffrey Field, who ultimately want to be at Pagula and the BJC and Rec Hall, as many Penn Staters, as many fans as want to be. So whether that being is that they're vaccinated or wearing masks or whatever it is. So all of our efforts, all of our planning, is to be able to have full venues, we're just going to have to monitor the COVID situation and the advice. But we're going to push really hard. We're going to prepare for venues where every Penn Stater who wants to come and who has a ticket has the opportunity to do that.
As we know, the virus is in charge, but the university has already talked about, look, they want full in-person classes in the fall. Is that, at least at this hour, a sign of how the university feels about all this?
Oh, I absolutely think it is. And another more near-term element is that I know that the university is working on the possibility of an in-person graduation for our class of 2021. And we want to make sure from an athletics perspective that we do everything we can to help protect those opportunities and help ensure that those will be available to our greater community.